Let me see, let me see,
Verisa begged. The balcony walls, white and curving as the throat of a swan, were too tall for her to peer over, and Sylvanas sighed. She cast a final longing look at the crowd milling below, then darted back into their chambers for a stool. As Verisa happily clambered atop it, Sylvanas returned her attention to the scene. Their parents did host some gatherings. Father said it was prudent to do so from time to time. But they were usually small affairs. While Lord Vareth Windrunner was one of King Anastarion's most trusted advisors, and his wife, Larissa, was the Ranger General of Silvermoon, lesser nobles like the ostentatious Lord Saltharil threw much more lavish celebrations. But Larissa had little patience with pretense and politics, and their quietly brilliant father's idea of a fine evening was a glass of wine, a good book, and candles to read by. But today, everything was different. Some of those gathered at the base of the spire were nobility like the Windrunners. Others would have once been considered commoners, but their athleticism, agility, and almost uncanny skills in marksmanship and tracking had elevated them to another sort of nobility. Certainly, Sylvanas and her sisters had been raised with respect for and almost awe of the Farstriders. And thus far, Sylvanas had seen nothing to disabuse her of the notion that they were worthier of respect than someone who'd simply been born with a title. She had seen many of the Farstriders already for one reason or another, but they had usually come at the Ranger General's request and interacted little with the rest of the family. Sylvanas was most familiar with Lorthamar Theron, perhaps because of his white hair. He was one of the few elves who looked older than they were, and he bore himself with the same quiet, elegant dignity that Sylvanas saw in her father. Another Sylvanas had met was a relative newcomer, Halderon Brightwing. He had a cheerful grin and unruly dark blonde hair, and he always greeted her and Verisa as if they were present. Like Halderon, the petite jury was also a relative newcomer, and clearly quite young, if her obvious excitement and wonder at the spire was any indication. The blue-black color of Ranger Vorathil's hair made him stand out in a sea that was overwhelmingly gold and silver. Beyond the crowd, Lieutenant Helios spoke quietly to Rangers Lethvalin and Salisa, while Ranger Tomathrin waited impatiently for Helios's attention. Thalrassar, Relian, Oryx Sunchaser, Alaria's friend Virana. So many of them. Sylvanas's heart was racing. She was so excited for what was to transpire that she might as well be the one undergoing the test, not her big sister, Alaria, who stood beside her mother in silence. Ordinarily, the resemblance between mother and eldest daughter was uncanny. They had the same lean frame, though Alaria was still somewhat gawky on coltish long legs, hair that flowed like melted gold down their backs, the same curve of the mouth when they smiled. But now, Larissa's belly was round and full, the child growing within due to make its happy appearance sometime in the next few weeks. In this moment, neither woman smiled. What was about to happen was far too serious. Sylvanas watched Larissa turn to Alaria and nod. As the two stepped forward, the Farstriders spread out into a circle with mother and daughter in the center. The Ranger General's voice was strong and clear, used to uttering commands in the heat of battle and to having them be obeyed. It carried easily as she addressed the elite unit of the finest rangers in the entire kingdom.